Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
So there's all this news about me right now that I was punched in the face. And I don't have a Google alert on myself, but I've been getting so many calls. So then I went to Google myself and I'm in every single article about this situation going on in New York. And I don't know if you've heard about it, but apparently girls have been getting punched in the face. So one girl was walking down the street and she was, you know, said on TikTok, "You guys, I just got punched in the face." And I didn't realize that a bunch of people said this, but I happened to fall upon one of the videos. And in the comments, I said, "Oh my God, this is insane. This happened to me." And I did a video about it, but I didn't post it because I was embarrassed. And then I saw this everywhere because there's apparently a crime spree in New York where people are getting punched in the face. So I was going into New York City to look at an apartment. And I hadn't really been in New York in a while, to be honest. It's like, since the pandemic, I've been out of the city and I don't really go in unless I'm going to work and I'm in the car and I go to the shoot and I leave and I come home. I kind of run back to the nest. So even though I live so close to New York City, I'm not really there that much. And it's very transactional, if that makes any sense. I'm not just popping in to go have dinner. I'm popping in to get hair, makeup done in a hotel room, which was what was going on. I now do have an apartment, but and then going to a studio, shooting something, then getting in the car and going home. So this day I went to go look at apartments and I saw this cute like little tiny like bakery slash deli and it was tiny and I walked in and was just shooting some of the treats and had my phone, which sounds like a trend. It sounds like a lot of the people have been on the street on their phone. And I was walking out. As I was walking out, a guy punched me in the face and I freaked out and it was jarring. And it was just like the girls, because they were punched, but not to the point where they got a black eye. Like they got like a little goose egg, or it was just like more jarring and alarming. It wasn't like a punch to kill, you know, it was almost like a punch to just punch somebody. And the exact same thing happened. And my driver slash security was outside. He wasn't obviously in the bakery with me because he's also minding the car. And I gave him the look to nod over to this guy who was this homeless guy who had just punched me. And he went over and like got in the guy's face. And I was like, "Let's just get the fuck out of here." And I called the realtor and I said, I'm texted the realtor and I have the text and said, "I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to see an apartment." Like I thought it was reflecting Manhattan. Like Manhattan wasn't back. Manhattan's unsafe. It freaked me out that I was just in a small, tiny bakery deli and got punched in the face. I thought, "Oh my God, what has happened to New York? Is this the 70s again?" And so now it was so weird to see that it had been happening to other people, all much younger than I am. Not that that's relevant, but and other areas. And they said they caught someone, and I saw the guy, and it wasn't the same guy. It didn't seem to be the same guy, and I showed Emilio my driver. But that was really fucked up. But TMZ and other people said in a recently deleted comment, and I didn't delete, I don't think you can delete a comment on someone else's post, but I also don't know why they said it was deleted, because it's not deleted. It's still on that person's post. I don't even know where that person's post is, but someone from my team screen grabbed me and it's still there. So A, I didn't delete it. B, I don't know how to delete someone on someone else's post. If, I don't know if you could do that. But see, it happened, and I have the text. I looked up the text last night because everyone's so crazy in this world that everywhere it's like, Bethany claims to have been punched in the face. Anyway, I know they can't say it definitely happened because they weren't there and they don't have video. And the video that I did have wasn't of me being punched in the face. It was of me saying, holy shit, I just got punched in the face. But I never posted it because I was sort of embarrassed. It just felt weird to be like, hi, I got punched in the face, because I don't know. I guess we talk about all our stupid things and cottage cheese and makeup, but like, it just felt like, what's the point of me telling everybody this? It freaked me out. And in the past, I had been criticized for saying New York wasn't safe. And so I don't know. I just didn't. But I didn't delete it. And I have the text where I said to the realtors, holy shit, cancel. I don't want to see. I don't want to do this anymore. I just got hit in the face is what I said. Not punched. I got hit in the face, which I don't know what the difference is, but I got hit, not punched. Maybe it wasn't closed fist. I don't remember, but crazy. After a long day, I cannot wait to get into my soft, Cozy Earth pajamas and my bamboo bed sheets. It literally feels like heaven. Cozy Earth offers bedding products that will transform your sleep. Sleep is my life. Like the way you feel in a bed, think about when you've slept in the wrong sheets, the wrong bedding, the way you feel, the temperature, the softness, the crispiness. Like it's like Goldilocks. It has to be right. Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating, and better yet, all products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself and your loved ones to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your sleep care and sleep health, because you deserve it. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use promo code Bethany for an exclusive 35% off. The luxury she deserves. Cozy Earth.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
The best possible example of my favorite quote from Lauren Michaels, which is you have to make an exit to be able to make an entrance, is Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay Lohan 5.0 is really
incredible. And it's funny because she'll confirm this. I predicted this. I think it had to be 3 to 5 years ago. I reached out to her team and said I wanted to produce a documentary with her, about her, and predicted her coming out on the other side in this way. Remember, she was in Greece dancing on the tables, and she was like, I don't know if it's called a GIF or a meme or whatever, but like it was a whole thing in Mykonos, and people were making fun of her, and I reached out to her. I met her years ago at a nightclub at One Oak, like partying, and I don't know, there was something about her that we connected to each other in the most non but also superficial of ways. And we kept in touch via social media, not all the time, but just once in a while she'd WhatsApp me or message me, and there was always a mutual respect. And I never told her this, but one time I went to go look at an apartment in New York City, and it was an apartment that she had been renting. I was looking to buy, and she had been renting it. But anyway, we sort of just very sporadically would message each other on social media, and I was just always watching her. And then I reached out and wanted to do something with her, wanted to do some version of just her story. And so I'm on the sidelines watching, and I'm really excited and happy for her. And love that she made an exit to make an entrance. And she was just such an excellent child actor. And she fell down the wrong tube. And she certainly did it with passion and fire. I also was out to dinner with her in LA. I just remembered that, with a group of people at the Chateau Marmont. And good for her. Good for her having a son. Good for her being in a relationship. Good for her checking out. Good for her checking in. And good for her not letting her story be told for her. She grew up. She was a kid. And now she's an adult. And she gets to reframe her life and her story. And she gets to come in on her own terms. And she's a legitimate, good actress. So that's a lot. Oh, and by the way, having done that Lifetime movie one time in my whole life, there was a version of pressure that was different than any other type of pressure. And I'm not like a celebrity, an actress. I just mean like having to be a person that an entire set, an entire crew, a cast relies on, thinking about what they're thinking of you, thinking about if you know what you're doing, memorizing your lines, being present, the boredom in between, the early call times, the late, staying there really late, the late night shoots, all of it is not easy. It's a lot of pressure. And so to start that as a child and then be successful at it and make money at it and be famous, and then everybody else wants you to be something and do something, and people pulling you, and to be, I think in some version, I'm sure she was supporting members of her family. Like, that's a pressure. Or just she's the rainmaker in her family. She's the breadwinner. That's a pressure. Like, I don't know how any of these people survive this. I really don't. Like, I've heard Justin Bieber has had crazy stuff go on. You know, I mean, we've observed that, but just a child star. And I'm sure he supported parts of his family, or they relied on him. Like, this is not an easy road. And for someone that young to withstand that and deal with that. I mean, Michael Jackson, Macaulay Culkin, Justin Bieber, Lindsay Lohan, it's Amanda Bynes, and like the list goes on. This is not a situation where it's easy to go into fame as a child and thrive and survive. It's too much. It's a boulder on your back as a child. I actually think it's unfair. I would not want that for Brynn at all. She does these little videos mimicking what I do, but that's where it starts and stops. Doesn't have the weight of the world on her back, and a kid should not have the weight of the world on her back. It really should. They shouldn't. Think about how many examples there are of it being insane. Like, Lindsay Lohan was just a victim of her circumstances. So, good for her.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.